Gentlemen, good morning. I had a topic prepared, but because of the day, I thought I'd speak about a different topic. This year is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. And I guess it's because I'm in the year of mourning. I'm about to share with you something that I believe is very, very germane to the day we're in and to the days we're in. I just came from Jerusalem. I met a very, very dear friend for years already, since my time in Canada for breakfast. And it's amazing. He came for the March of the Living, and he comes to Israel, and he says, it's just amazing to be here for Yom HaZikaron. So, you know, it's like a guy coming to you and saying, welcome to my Seder. Halach ma'anya de'achlalu avatana ba'ara di Yisrael. This is the bread of my affliction. These are my tzaras. Come, kol dichvin yitei v'yachal. You know, hey, I got a lot of tzaras. You want to join me, Bruce? Hey, I got a leak in the house. You want to come for a swim? The toilet's backed up. You want to come take a smell? What kind of thing is that for a guy to say? You know, it's so amazing to be here for Yom HaZikaron. And I thought about it on my way back from Yerushalayim to here, and I think he's right. And I'll tell you why. There's a halacha that many people forget is in the books. It's not in a Se'if Katan and a Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Gemara. Kol ha-mitabel alav, mitabel imo. Whoever you would potentially mourn for, you mourn for them. What does that mean? Let's say my mother is mourning for her brother. She's sitting Shiva for her brother. Since she is sitting Shiva, and God forbid if she passes away, I would sit Shiva for her. I should sit Shiva and mourn with her. So the Rishonim and the Achronim all say, what does that mean? You sit a full Shiva for an uncle? Anytime one of your relatives sit Shiva, that you have to sit Shiva for potentially, even though they're still alive, you have to mourn for them? So they say, no, it doesn't mean you sit Shiva. It means you show some signs of mourning. For example, don't shave that week. On the other hand, you can't exempt yourselves from things that a mourner is exempt from, or to be more precise, a mourner can't do. For example, what would be the most amazing thing to be exempt from? What does the mourner not do?
Music.
No.
Meat, wine.
That you can refrain from.
Washing.
That, if you want to refrain from, take a small, quick shower. Okay. Gentlemen, what are we doing now? You have to sit through my shir. You're learning Torah. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah. A mourner is not allowed to learn Torah. So you can go ahead. Oh, my mother's sitting Shiva. Kolam mitabel alav mitabel imo. I'm not going to learn Torah this week. That you can't do.
Rip your shirt?
Well, rip your shirt is an iser. That's called Baal Tashchis. The Raisa, the Rabbanon, forget about it. You can't ruin something. Stam, you have to ruin it for a reason. So you don't stam, rip your shirt. But things that on the one hand doesn't exempt yourself from laws, or go on the other hand, goes ahead and actually violates laws, but on the other hand shows solidarity with the person sitting Shiva, then indeed should be done. And therefore, it happened to me. My mother was sitting Shiva for her father many years ago, and I was in the house. So I didn't shave that week. I, on the other hand, didn't sit in a low chair. I didn't exempt myself from learning Torah. I didn't exempt myself from going out of the house. If there was a minion in the house, but if there wasn't, I wouldn't do that. Now, to make a long story short, what I wanted to say with that halacha is that the day of Yom HaZikaron is a day of Kol HaMitabel Alav Mitabel Imo. We have an absolute moral obligation to mourn the thousands of people that died for us to be sitting here in security and serenity today on this beautiful sunny day here in Efrat. And there's a halacha about an actual relative. These people are our virtual relatives. And therefore, on a day like this, in my opinion, it's not enough just to stand for the 2 minutes at 11 o'clock. It's not enough just to get up in the morning and say a krechts. Oh, it's a sad day. There has to be something diminished. A little less barbecue sauce. You're going to listen to music, don't put on very happy music. There has to be something done for solidarity, because Kol HaMitabel Alav Mitabel Imo. These people didn't die for themselves or for their families, they died for all of us. So we have an obligation to do something in their memory. And in my opinion, everyone should think, what do we diminish today from our happiness, from our normal routine, in order to do something for them? Which is the reason why I had a whole shiur prepared The shir was based on what I saw in shul. When I see things in shul, I get mad. When I get mad, I give a shir and let out steam. It was all prepared. The source cheeses are in the car. But I said, today's not the day for that. Today is to show solidarity. Now, how do I know I'm right? Because this year, I'm a mourner. I'm a mourner over a father. Now, you have to understand it works the other way, too. What's tomorrow? Yom HaAtzmaut. Now, Yom HaAtzmaut is a very, very happy day. What are the people that lost relatives for the Atzmaut, for the independence of Israel, feel like? Tonight, 8 o'clock. All right, till now you were sad. It's now 8 o'clock in a second. Be happy. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know this, but Israel used to have three sirens on Yom HaZikaron. One last night, 8 o'clock. One today at 11 o'clock. And one tonight to show, till now you were sad, now you have to be happy. Does it work that way? Of course not. But when the entire country is happy, then even if you personally have sadness and a mourning feeling, you have to show solidarity. How do I know that? How do I know that? Anyone? If you're sitting Shiva, come Shabbos, what happens? You go to shul. Go to shul. Let's not go into the intricacies of Shiva. You go to shul. You sit in a little chair?
No.
No? You sit in a regular chair. Yes, there is a Torah that says that the Avelim sit in the front of the shul in a different place, and people come up to them and offer them words of comfort, but it's words of comfort, and indeed that's usually not the way we poskin, but I did see it in a Turkish shul in Seattle, right before my eyes. The Torah came to life. But quite frankly, why are you celebrating Shabbos with everyone? Pesach just came. You, like, so to speak, combine yourself with everyone. You're not there emotionally. Purim came. You're somehow combined in. How does that happen? Well, when everyone is in one situation, you can't go ahead and say, no, I'm different. I'm unhappy. So I'm not going to do it. Exactly. Both of these halachas, the halacha of kol mitabel alav mitabel imo, which means my family is now in mourning. What am I supposed to do? Go about life as if nothing happened? And on the other hand, the whole Jewish people are now happy. It's a Pesach. It's a Yom HaTzmaut. I'm supposed to continue mourning? The halacha is very clear. There is no mourning on Yom Tov. Why? The Gemara explains why. What's the reason? It's a Gemara in Moed Katan. Everyone knows. Moed Katan, small holiday. Beautiful name for a tractate dealing mainly with the halachas of Avelos. What does it say? Ate simcha derabim ubatel simcha Avelos de Yachit. Comes the communal, the international happiness and nullifies your own personal mourning. And you all know the halacha. If someone's sitting Shiva before Pesach, what happens? Mm-hmm. Shiva's over. Yeshloshim's over. Now, there is a machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Does that mean no mourning on Yom Tov at all? Or Bitsina, privately, yes. We posten like the Ramban, privately, yes. And the Rambam says all the way, you're in Yud Bet Chodesh, there's not such thing as 12 months for the Rambam of mourning for a father and a mother, because inevitably there'll be a Yom Tov, and during Yom Tov you can do what you want. So both sides. On the one hand, when everyone's in a mournful feeling, and on the other hand, when everyone's happy, you can't go ahead and say, I'm in a different place, I'm going to be in my own world, I don't care. So everyone's happy, clappy tonight, Yom HaAtzmaut. I'm not there. I'm not happy because I lost a relative, so I'm going to be in my own little corner. I'm not there. And vice versa. If everyone's in a mournful feeling today, you can't say, all right, we have our regular kollel today. We're going to disregard what's happening out there. We're going to close ourselves into this room. Bruce is going to give out gas masks. We're going to put on the gas mask. We're going to put a smile on. We don't breathe the air of Israel today. Both halachas teach us that you cannot disregard what's happening outside of your own bubble. If everyone around you, your family's mourning, you can't disregard that. And vice versa, if everyone's happy, you can't disregard that. You have to, in some way or another, be part of it and combine in, albeit not suppress your own feelings. And I don't think anyone that lost a loved one to a terror attack up until a war goes ahead on Yom HaTzmaut and forgets about that relative. It's not forgive and forget, but rather, it's in order for us to show solidarity, we have to, on a public level, show solidarity, even though inside we may not be there. And maybe this explains why Yosef, when Yosef had his first child in Egypt, after all the tzaras he went through, He was thrown into the pit. He was then put into slavery. He eventually was thrown into another pit, jail, then eventually gets out, and Pharaoh makes him the second in command in Egypt. What does he say when he finally has a child? What was his name? Child number one. All right, this is Judaism 101 over here. No one knows? Yosef HaTzadik had a child. Menashe. Why did he call him Menashe? He didn't name him after grandfather Menashe. Why? At his bris, he didn't say, I called him Menashe because of Zaidi. He used to be called Menashe. He was a wonderful man. Why are you calling Menashe? The Torah tells us why. What does the Torah say? Deaf mute. Ki nashani Elokim et kol amali ve et kol beit avi. I'll translate into English. God, you made me forget all my tzaras and my father's house. Really? That's a beautiful name. Thank you, God. I forgot I had a father named Yaakov. He was so nice to me. Forget about him. I totally forgot I moved on. Anyone believe that? No.
It means the future that's coming up, so he can forget the past.
It means that if you went through a tragedy and you were able to move forward, it's not that God forbid you forget, but that it doesn't take you over. You're able, on the one hand, to continue to live with the little hole in your heart that you have, or holes in your heart. That's what it means when he calls his son Menashe. Ki nashani Elokim et kol amali ve et kol beit avi, I was able to move forward. And when you hear the word move forward, don't think for a minute it means forgive and forget about it. It means move forward into a new world in which it's a different world than you know, by becoming part of the world, part and parcel of the community, with your personal feelings. And it's very interesting to me to feel that, especially this year. As an Avil, I went through a Purim, Adar, Pesach, we're getting up to Yom HaAtzmaut now. Don't think for a moment that at any of those times, anyone that's in a year of mourning, all of a sudden, no, now, today I'm not. The Rambam's opinion, me passing like the Ramban. Inside, I'm still there. Outside, I'm part and parcel of the community. And that's what I believe Yosef did when he said that. Ein avelus b'faresia, but b'tzina there is. We paskin like the Ramban, even on Yom Tov, but that's true. And therefore, I think it's very important on a day like this to, on the one hand, diminish something from our own lives, because it is a day of mourning for the Jewish people. And tomorrow, even if you're not in a good mood, for whatever tzaras you have, from tzaras with children that all of us have, the tzaras with money, we definitely all have, whatever it might be, the country is happy, that's where you should be. Having said that, even if it means that in your hearts, deep down, there are still the tzaras. Maybe this is the reason that there is another halacha that we fulfill every single week. You know, you come to Shabbos. Friday is a very busy day, not only getting ready for Shabbos, but it's a very tense day. You have to get ready for Shabbos. Some of us are working on Friday, returning emails and working in the office. Somehow you get to Shabbos. The halacha on Shabbos is there's no bakasha, there's no requests. Right? You ever look at the Amidah of Shabbos? You only ask God for knowledge. You can be stupid on Shabbos. It's okay. You don't ask God for a refuah shalema. You can be sick. You don't have to ask God for money. No. What's Shabbos about? You look at the Amidah. It's about Shabbos being a great day. No bakashas on Shabbos. Mishaberach's a big problem on Shabbos, how we explain it. No, gentlemen, what, we have no requests on Shabbos? That's it, Friday? Done! I'm perfect! There's nothing missing in my life! All I need is a chair, and a chulent, and a whiskey. I am happy! I am filled and fulfilled! Anyone believe that? Does anyone believe that a Jew outside of Israel, Friday's a work day, and comes home from the office, literally, with his working clothes, right to shul, to make it for mincha? 18 minutes before shkia, his office is still on his mind. Do you think that Friday night he's sitting at his table, and totally, didn't even remember I was at the office today? Well, where did I go this morning? I went to the office? Well, I was at the office, I was working? I forgot it all! Well, that Amidah had no bakashas. During the week, it stares you in the face. You need knowledge, you need money, you need a refuah shalema. Shabbos, nothing. Answer is, beautiful Rashi, on the Chumash. Rashi says in the Seret HaDibro, Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, Rashi says, on Shabbos you have to feel as if, Kol Melachtecha Asuya, for 25 hours to feel that everything is done. There's nothing to ask for. Yes, deep in your heart you have what to ask for. But you have to publicly say there's nothing to ask for. So in the public davening, no bakashas. Therefore, Mishaberachs and everything else, a big question. But what happens if you by mistake say Atachonein LaAdam Da'as on Shabbos? Now what happens if on Shabbos you start the weekday Amidah? If you'd have asked me, I say, there's no room for bakashas on Shabbos. Just like you forget Yalav V'Yavo, Yimashiv HaRuach. Back to the beginning, you messed up. What's the halacha? You finish that bracha, and then you go back to the Shabbos davening. How come? Because there is room for bakasha on Shabbos. Of course we have requests. But for 25 hours, we hold back. But if it comes out naturally, it comes out. Just like if someone's in the middle of a year of mourning, and at a Shabbos table, all of a sudden, he starts crying, it happens. There is room for bakasha on Shabbos, albeit it's not on the protocol, it's not on the agenda, Mr. Weiser.
There's
a Rebbeinu Shalom
Aleichem.
Yes. One of my pet beefs is when I say no bakashas on Shabbos.
Baruch Hashem, he used to say that,
So as you can see, Mr. Weiser points out to me in a very nice way, but he's such a gentleman, he won't say it in my language. He says, very nice, Rabbi, you're talking with due respect, Narishkeit. What do you know? What are you telling me there's no bakashas on Shabbos? We can sell me the Brooklyn Bridge over here. I look in the Shalom Aleichem. Between the Shalom Aleichem and the Eishes Chayil, there's a Ribono Shel Olam. That my Zaydi said with such kavana, that's a bakasha! Metzei Hashem Elokeinu v'amcha Yisrael tefilatam. Bakasha! There's bakashas all over davening. Good question. That's a whole shir unto itself. How do we explain it? But it proves my point, gentlemen. Huh?
The Brooklyn Bridge from Staten Island. Did the bridge go to Brooklyn?
I don't know. When I grew up in America, when you want to sell the Brooklyn Bridge, it means it's selling you a lie. Gentlemen, there is room for bakasha on Shabbos, and therefore, if by mistake it comes out, you finish the bracha. Albeit publicly, it's not supposed to be in the agenda. So as you can see, halacha is not dumb. Halacha doesn't live in a bubble. It knows human feelings. Yes, if I didn't lose a loved one to a terror attack, today I'm not exactly the saddest man in the world. But that's where the country is, that's where I should be. So a little less barbecue sauce at lunch. On the other hand, tomorrow's a happy day. I'm personally in mourning. I can't go ahead and say, I'm in mourning, you go to your barbecues, I'm sitting on the side. On the other hand, there's room for it. There's avelus betzina. And the same thing is true on Shabbos. There's no room for bakasha, no room for requests. But if it comes out, it comes out, because, quite frankly, everyone still has requests on Shabbos. Halacha can't be naive, not on days of mourning, not on days of happiness, and not in between on Shabbos. Halacha is real and realistic. I wish all of us that will be able to be the most authentic Ovdei Hashem possible. On days of mourning, showing solidarity with those in mourning. On days of happening, showing solidarity with people that are happy, even if we happen to be in a different place. And hopefully, we'll have room for both, for our personal feelings combined with the feelings of the Tzibur, and with this I end what Harold said earlier. Everything I said can be summed up with a beautiful Rambam. Kol ha-poresh midarkei Tzibur, the Rambam says. Whoever goes ahead and everyone's in one place, davening for rain, and you say, not by me, I have enough water in my tank. I don't need to worry about it. I'm taking a long shower. There's no tshuva for that. We are part not only of our homes, of our community, we're part of a tzibur, of a congregation, of a community that's bigger than us. We can't porish midarkei tzibur. Not on days of mourning, not on days of happiness, and not in between on a Shabbos. Let's hope that we'll be able to balance it all. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should have a meaningful Yom HaZikaron and a beautiful and happy Yom HaZikaron.